It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Later in the hour, we'll hear your thoughts on a new elderly driving bill proposed in Wisconsin. It would require drivers age 75 and up to renew their licenses more frequently.
Now, we're continuing a new series called Teach Me What You Know. Each week, we bring in an expert on a different topic to, well, teach us what they know.
Last week, we spoke with a Wisconsin-based inventor and entrepreneur about how to start a business. This week, we'll learn how to meditate. Here with us to teach us how to meditate is Richard Davidson. He's a professor of psychology and psychiatry at UW-Madison, founder and chair of the Center for Investigating Healthy Minds. He's also been involved in a recently published study that shows that meditation can actually change our gene expression. Richard, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
As a non-meditator, I have a notion of what's involved in meditation, but how do you define it? What is meditation?
Meditation is a family of mental training practices that can help us to promote well-being and to decrease suffering.
And that's the goal, decreasing suffering.
It is the goal, but really more than just decrease suffering, to actually promote well-being. Live our lives in the richest and most optimal ways possible.
And I know this is a lot of your research here, but why does that work? What is it about meditation that decreases suffering and makes for a better quality of life?
Well, meditation represents systematic ways of training the mind that can help us to cultivate resilience and to increase our sensitivity to others, to nourish qualities like kindness and compassion, all of which are important constituents of well-being.
I know there's a lot of different styles of meditation. We'll get into that a little bit. But is there something that binds them all together? Is there one common thing in the practice of meditation that's universal, more or less?
There are certain things that bind all the different forms of meditation together, and I would say that one thing that's common is training of attention, where we learn to have a more stable mind, which can produce increased equanimity, increased sensitivity to ourselves and to others.
Does it matter when we do it? Does it have to be first thing in the morning, late at night?
Most important thing is that we do it during periods of the day when we're awake.
All right. Sleeping doesn't count as meditation. Well, I want to get into some of the different kinds of meditation. It isn't just one thing, and it's not one size fits all, I gather.
Correct. There are many different types of meditation, and it's also the case that what works best for one person may not be best for another. And so it's important that people be exposed to a range of different kinds of practices and then choose for themselves what seems best.
Well, you're here in the studio now, and you're going to lead us through a couple of the different types. This will be my first meditation experience. I'm taking off my glasses. I guess that might be important. So you're going to talk us through what's the first kind we're going to do. And people listening along, you can do this, but any part that involves closing your eyes, if you're driving, don't do that part. So what are we doing first?
The first kind of meditation will be mindfulness meditation. And before we start, we say to ourselves and we cultivate the aspiration that these kinds of practices that we do, practices which can help us to calm our minds and open our hearts, are not just useful for ourselves, but they are actually useful for other human beings and other beings with whom we interact. And so when we first begin to practice, we reflect on this and cultivate the motivation that we are actually doing this not just for ourselves, but also to benefit other beings. And so with that motivation, we can simply sit in an upright posture wherever we may be sitting. It doesn't have to be in any particular posture. It could be in a chair or a couch, wherever one is sitting. But just the most important thing is to sit upright, and your eyes can be open or closed. It doesn't matter. Whatever you feel most comfortable, whatever is appropriate for the situation. And begin by simply attending to sensations in your head, in your forehead. Notice whatever sensations may be there. If they're pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, just notice whatever may be present and pay attention to the sensations. And if the muscle sensations begin to relax, simply notice them relaxing and sweep your attention through your body in this way. So moving from your forehead, go down into your face. We often store a lot of tension in our jaw. Bring your attention to the jaw and simply notice whatever sensations might be there. And then sweeping our attention further down our body into our neck and our shoulders, our arms, attending to whatever might be present, noticing whatever sensations, feelings arise as we do this. And then sweeping our attention through our torso into our sit bones, noticing the feelings of our sitting in the chair that we're sitting in or whatever we're sitting on. And then bringing our attention into our legs, our feet, and our entire body, noticing whatever arises, being in the present moment. And if our attention begins to wander, we can simply bring our attention back to our bodies and to the present moment. This is a form of meditation that is a kind of mindfulness meditation. It can be done anywhere at any time. And often it helps to start with very short periods of practice that can be sprinkled throughout the day.
That's Richard Davidson. He is teaching us how to meditate. I hear a lot about the benefits of mindfulness. Can you talk about those briefly before we try another kind of meditation?
Mindfulness can help us decrease our mind wandering. It can help us be present with other people as we interact with them. It can help us to be less distracted. And it can also help to cultivate a kind of equanimity where we're not jangled and hijacked by unexpected events, which we can't prevent, but those events that occur on a daily basis.
The other kind you're going to teach us today is loving kindness and compassion practice. Is that right?
That's right. And this is a very simple form of meditation. And we can begin this in the same way, sitting in an upright posture. And again, very briefly reflecting on the motivation for engaging in this kind of practice. And we have a short period of time here, but we can begin by bringing into our mind a loved one. Reflecting on this person. It could be a close family member. It could be a very dear friend. And envision a time in this person's life when they may have been suffering. And cultivate the strong aspiration that they be relieved from that suffering. And to help us do that, we can silently repeat one or two phrases to ourselves as we visualize them. We can repeat the phrase, "May you enjoy happiness and its causes," and "May you be free of suffering and its causes." May you enjoy happiness and its causes. May you be free of suffering and its causes. And we do that visualizing the loved one in as strong a way as we can. And then we can do the same thing for other people. And we can eventually move on to even people that we consider to be difficult people, people that may sort of push our buttons a little bit. And we can honestly bring them into our minds and hearts and cultivate the aspiration that they be relieved of whatever suffering they may experience. And one of the things that scientific research has found is that when people do this on a regular basis, it actually changes their brains and their behavior, it increases the likelihood that they behave in a more what we call pro-social and empathic and altruistic way.
Just briefly, I guess I've always thought of meditation as being really inwardly directed, but you've presented both of these as something focused on benefiting others.
Actually, the primary intent is really other-focused. It's not self-focused. There's so much self-focus in our culture, me, me, me. This is really about focusing on others, because research has found that the most important way for us to cultivate well-being and happiness is to be kind to others.
Richard, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Richard Davidson. He's been leading us in some meditation in our weekly segment, Teach Us What You Know. He's a professor of psychology and psychiatry at UW-Madison. He's founder and chair of the Center for Investigating Healthy Minds.